add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. We're live at Lowe's, courtesy of Troy Belt Saturday 6 Lawn and Garden Series. So let's roll up our sleeves and dig on in.
We're joined by the soft-spoken Iron Chef America judge and vegetable farmer to the world's great kitchens, farmer Lee Jones of the Chef's Garden.
And the situation turns from food to tools when DIY Network's desperate landscape host and rock-solid fitness aficionado Jason Cameron joins us out in the garden.
We get the Lowe's down and outstanding outdoor Father's Day gifts and talk Troy-built tractors, trimmers, and more.
So spread that mulch and fertilize those flowers. We're built for life.
It's time to build something together, and it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree.
Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice, real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
White dress walking up to me. Might be a sunrise in a sky blue.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
My wife, Teresa. The Troy Built team in the Lansdale, Pennsylvania Lowe's.
We are. We're building something together today, baby.
I've always wanted to do that. Trivia.
Yeah?
Who is the Lowe's spokesman who says, let's build something together on current television commercials? Don't answer because you already know.
All right. Well, let's ask Tim Williams.
Tim Williams,
do you know?
Can you identify the voice?
I will embarrass myself. I'm going to take a guess and say Mike Rowe.
Why? Well, that advertises everything else on the planet.
Yeah.
So,
the guy from Modern Marvels.
That's a good guess as well.
That's a good one. No, did anybody know?
Go ahead, honey.
Gene Hackman.
Yes.
Yes. You may know him as Lex Luthor.
I don't know him very well at all. But you know what I do know? And I want to say happy birthday to something.
Yeah, please say happy birthday to something.
The utility knife turned 75 this year.
Invented by Stanley Tools.
Happy birthday.
Hey, come on over.
I cut something, I guess. I don't know.
Let's cut something together.
Totally.
No, it's true, and it's an absolutely revolutionary tool.
It is.
And it's in the pouch of every...
Absolutely.
Every tradesman. It's in every kitchen drawer.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what else is pretty cool?
Yeah, I know lots of things that are cool.
Well, I'm very excited because Tim Williams is here live with us at Lowe's, and he brought along a very attractive woman playing violin.
Oh, hi, Val. How are you?
Val Bolo. And you can find her at unionsons.com, S-U-N-S.
Are you a professional soccer player, too?
Well, she does. She actually
is. What's the Union Sons? Nice hustle, Williams. Totally on the spot, right?
Oh, dear, no. Union Sons is the acoustic indie rock band that I play with. We're Philadelphia-based.
Right on.
Nice. So you got to check her out, definitely.
And also professional soccer.
She's a professional soccer player. Yeah. They play soccer and they play music at the same time. It's wild. It's crazy.
It's a lot to juggle.
Ha! We're out in the garden today, though, today, baby doll.
Yes.
Let's get back to, business at hand. We are in the garden. Get serious. Dig on in.
That's right.
And we were outside in our yard together.
We need to talk about mower.
Well, we were
out. You get it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We were out in the yard together.
Yes, we were. We're often in our yard together.
Yeah.
That's where we keep our driveway, for example.
Well, I want to actually share.
We also keep the outside out
there. I wanted to share some useful information about doing site work.
Why?
Because this is information at the speed of entertainment.
That's our slogan.
Yeah.
That's our internal slogan, everybody. Information
well,
at the speed of entertainment.
We were building a play set in our backyard. And, we did a lot of heavy-duty site work out there. And the thing that really is important when you're doing site work in your yard or for anybody
everybody else is to make sure you think about drainage as well as making sure everything is flat and level.
That is key. Water will undermine even the best laid plans, if you will. So you've got to find a way to get the water out from under. In the case you're talking about is a playset.
Yes.
We use stone dust. We use pea gravel. But even for fence posts and things like that, before we pour a concrete footing, we'll put stone underneath it to let water, not a stone, but a small aggregate, to let water move around in there. That way the ground stays stable.
And the other thing I wanted to say is that if you stop by Lowe's here today in Lansdale,
Cowpath Road off 309,
we're giving away a special prize.
Lithium ion.
Cordless string trimmer, weed trimmer.
Yes.
You can enter to win. We're going to give it away later on this afternoon.
You can walk out of here with it. The battery is charged.
And we are psyched to talk to Farmer Lee Jones today and Jason Cameron from DIY Network.
Desperate Landscapes and Man Caves.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to challenge him to push-ups.
Yeah, he's also the spokesperson for Men's Health Magazine, so he's in some good shape, I have to say.
Yeah, who knows? He could have let himself go.
You think he might have let himself go?
And Farmer Lee Jones is an absolutely captivating character.
He is.
He is. The guy knows more about more cool things. But you know what I know about?
What do you know about?
The ham-handed segue to the break we're about to take.
Okay.
So we'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
What a perfect day to play left.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Doors were smashed, said that she's
and you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Yeah,
it's happening right now, in front of you.
And we're inside Fix It Up Fines right now, and I want to start Fix It Up Fines because I always say I want to start Fix It Up Fines.
Yeah, that's right. Nation, buckle down. Buckle down. It's happening right now.
It is happening right now, and I want to say that I'm going to go find something after our show today. I'm going to go on inside Lowe's and do some shopping.
Right on.
Because you can't be here and not do some shopping. I mean, seriously.
I know the inventory of this place up, down, and sideways.
Well, I'm going to go to the paint department and check out paint, the Olympic paint for the baby room that we're going to be doing later on this month, nursery.
Yeah, do you know the color name of it?
I
love paint colors.
You know,
I always like ochre sage and,
well, you know what I
know,
did?
Fond memory.
I was over at the house and I was checking out the bedding for the baby's room.
Right.
And I took a photo.
Off-track bedding parlor in the baby's room.
And I used the ColorClix app.
Yeah.
From Olympic, and I have it right here if you can see. I can show it on the Ustream, so if you're watching on Ustream, you can check it out. Maybe not.
Okay. That is actually just a Ustream of her phone.
My phone!
What do you think? This is HD?
No, because, in the studio.
Hi, M. Night Shyamalan. Could you get over here and Ustream us?
Well, in the studio, you know, we're at a live event right now.
Well, it's outside.
I can usually do that.
I'm just
the color
making
isn't
fun.
So good, but you can go to Olympic and download their app. It's on my Droid. And, you know, I'm going to go in there and pick out what paint color that I want to use to go with this.
Right on.
It says what paint color on the app, but I'm not quite sure that it's the actually perfect one.
Flowing water.
You know how I am. I'm so particular.
Flapping wings.
So particular. But the other thing my fix-up find is kind of a downer from nurseries.
Oh, great. I can't wait to be depressed.
So,
Nation, buckle down again.
So, you know, baby's wonderful. You know, hurricane's not so wonderful.
Great.
Okay, let's go there.
Wide-scale devastation and climate change.
Our friends over at Generac tweeted this, that an expert says that New York City, San Diego are overdue for hurricanes.
They're also overdue for a visit from me.
Okay.
Huh, coincidence?
So the hurricane season started June 1st and ends November 30th.
Yes.
And, you know, this expert went through and all of the different places around the country that haven't had a hurricane lately.
Right.
You know, who's gone the longest without a hurricane?
Right.
Who, you know.
Yeah, that used to be New Orleans.
Top five lists. So if you live in one of these cities,
right.
Tampa Bay, Savannah, New York City, San Diego, and Honolulu, he expects you to have a hurricane pretty soon.
Yeah, move now.
So you might want to go to greathurricaneblowout.org.
Hurricane Blowout.
Yes.
See what they did there.
And it's, you know, that is a good site, not only just for hurricanes, but also for tornadoes and other kinds of natural disasters that are just so fun to have, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to be upbeat about it.
Well,
but they have a list of things that you want to do. Like, make sure you have copies of all your important papers. Make sure you review your property insurance. Make sure it's, you know, all
flood
cool.
insurance is key. Lots of people don't have
all
it.
Of your important phone numbers. Make sure they're in your mobile phone and not just written down on a list in your kitchen drawer or in your cabinet or something like that.
Right.
Make sure you know your evacuation route. And the most important thing is that
bullets,
family,
lots of bullets for the zombie apocalypse.
Where to meet after. You have, you know, if there's a tornado, and we've had so many of them lately in our country, and it's just been so devastating. But to know where you're going to meet your family afterward.
Yeah, have a
safe place to go to.
That's so, right. Assuming it's there.
Assuming what's there.
The place is there to go to.
Yes. I would pick some place that's high or like a, you know, a concrete structure.
Yes. Yeah. Also have chainsaws.
Also have chainsaws.
You got to get out.
I don't even listen to you anymore. Can you tell me you're fix it up fine, darling?
Yeah, well, now that you've done that one, it's bullets.
Yes.
Lots of them. Stacks of them everywhere.
And if you're listening in your car right now, come over to the Lansdale Lowe's and check us out. And just, you know...
Join the fun.
Feel for me right now. Feel for me. Just feel for me.
Look, I you say hurricane, I think zombie apocalypse. So, I don't get to watch enough
guy movies.
What's
your fix it up fine, darling?
Well, my fix it up fine is the mower that I've been using for quite a while,
yes.
Which is the Troy-Bilt TB260 mulching mower with side discharge.
And you're in love with this mower. You were just using it yesterday.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing about a mower that I like is that it's got the 3-in-1 capability.
Mm-hmm.
Because I use, and 3-in-1 means rear bag, means side discharge, and it means mulch.
Yes.
Now, I mulch most of the time when I'm caught up with the lawn, but we've been building the playset. Totally let the lawn go. It was like a hay field out there.
It was nice. It kind of reminded me of that beginning scene in Little House on the Prairie when all the girls run down the hill.
That's what I looked like mowing the lawn in my little dress and everything.
I know.
Yeah.
You're totally like that.
No, but if your mower doesn't do that, then it's just choking up with grass. So it's a great feature to have. And remodeling... All those years, I've spent more time behind a lawnmower than a lot of guys.
So where can people buy this lawnmower?
Lowe's.
Yes.
They can buy it from TroyBilt.com.
Okay.
You can buy it everywhere.
Yeah?
Yeah. So it's a good mower. It's a great mower. It's got the rake front, which kind of springs the grass up. It's self-propelled. What am I missing? Oh, and this is one of the best ones. It's got the no-choke start. So you just pull the starter cable... Or starter rope, and it goes.
Really?
Yeah, so you're not pressing
now,
the bulb a bunch of times.
Too.
Yeah, what?
This is a category of Father's Day present I got you a few years ago. Can the lawn striper go on it?
Oh, the lawn striper.
Yes.
I love the lawn striper. For those of you that don't know what a lawn striper is, it's basically a heavy wheel or drum.
Well, people know what lawn striping is because you can go to look at any baseball field, professional baseball field, and you're like, wow, look at those lines in the grass. Well, my husband said that for years, and so we got him one.
Yeah.
And you can get one for your lawnmower, too.
That's
just,
right.
Not just for the pros.
Right. You have to Google it. I think it's lawnstriper.com.
Yes.
And it might be STRYPER.
Okay.
At any rate, Google lawn striping, and you'll find a couple different ones out there. It's basically a heavy roller, and I'm pretty sure you can put it on the back, but I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't had a chance.
We need to do that for you for Father's Day.
That's right.
And we're going to have to take a break in just a second, but you know what?
Sure, yes.
I want everyone to go to myfixituplife.com and click on the TV icon and watch us on Ustream.
Because we're on it right now.
We are.
And we're up against a break. We'll be back in a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Heading down south to the land of the pine, coming my way.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice, afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa, and the live event here at Lowe's.
Yeah.
With Troy Bilt.
Yeah, Saturday 6, baby.
Saturday 6.
Yeah, whoop, whoop. And that you are a proud member of the 6 of Saturday.
Yeah, I guess we both are.
Well, I guess we both are. And I'm pretty excited to be here, darling, because I am just itching to get into the store and do some shopping.
Hey, I want to get out and do some projects. I saw some LVLs over there.
Yeah.
Bring it. Frame it. Get some sticks growing out of the ground.
You know, whenever I'm at the Lowe's store, one of the things that I like to do, well, one thing that I do is always use the bathroom because you know how I am.
Yes.
But whenever I'm in the bathroom.
Thanks for sharing that with the entire planet. Hi, dear Ustream.
I'm constantly going to the bathroom. Anyway, so the thing about it, though, is that I'm in the store and I'm in the bathroom, and I'm always standing in there thinking, how do they select the products they're using in the bathroom here at the Lowe's store?
That's a good question.
You know, and are
it's
they featuring products?
It's a good tile job.
Are they featuring different faucets and toilets that they're trying to sell? Is it just because they like them? Is it because the, you know, whoever designed it spec them? Like, what's the motivation there? That's my deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're asking me like I know, I guess. I have nothing to say.
No, I always forget to ask because I always forget that thought every time I leave the bathroom. And then I, you know, come back to the store and I'm like, wait.
Well, there you go. That was a gripping tale.
So the other thing is that Father's Day is coming up, darling.
I realize that.
And, you know, I'm thinking about giving you a wonderful present for Father's Day.
Spectacular. So, hopefully it's 30 seconds off.
So put your seatbelt on. On that stool you're sitting in?
Oh, sure.
Because you're going to be, like, going crazy when you hear about this.
So you're going to tell me now?
So your thing usually is that we usually give you a, you know, Don't Ask Daddy Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like I get to not be asked.
Our 10-year-old, 1 year, it was like 5 years ago, she decided she got really into Father's Day, and her thing was that she wanted to be next to you, 6 inches away from you all day long.
It was really
so it was
nice.
Like, Daddy, what can I do for you now? Daddy, you know what to do? What, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. And you were like, oh, my God, thank you for
freaking out.
For recognizing me, but please give me some personal space.
Right, right.
So since then, every Father's Day, we give you a Daddy Don't Ask Day. So
or
she's
if
not
I want
ask.
It, yeah, or an yeah. hour, I get yes. to watch a movie or whatever.
But I'm thinking about Bye Bye Daddy weekend.
See ya.
Taking the kids down to my family in Maryland.
Oh, that would be fun.
I have to ask them because I think that would be, there's no way we could ask you questions if we weren't even in the building, right?
That might be nice. I could ride my mountain bike with impunity.
And we have a caller on the line yet?
Farmer, are you there?
Yes.
Farmer Lee Jones, he is from the Chef's Garden, and you can find him at chefs-garden.com. And he's very well known for wearing a red bow tie and overalls. And Mark met him at VeggieU, which was, he went to an event in Cleveland. We talked about it a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
For Troy Belt.
For Troy Belt.
And we got this box of vegetables from the garden.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And I just went crazy chopping them up and cooking them, and they were absolutely delicious. And they actually, they grow vegetables for...
all the world's great kitchens,
yeah,
chefs.
All over
and
the
world.
And if
you're into food, they're household name chefs.
Yes.
They're guys on. Yeah, we got heads nodding over here.
Oh, crazy.
And we got all kinds of stuff.
And the other cool thing, too, is that he...
Farmer, by the way, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here.
I was just saying, I don't know if you heard, we got a box of vegetables, and they were delicious.
Well, you know what? When they come right out of the field and into the box and directly to you, that's the best way. You know, always direct from the farm.
Oh, yeah. It was so exciting. And I just went crazy. And I have we got this this little thing of all the different vegetables that were in. The family box is what we got. And I had never seen three different kinds of carrots before in my life.
Well, in fact, some of the colored carrots are an older variety. Those are not some genetically modified version that we've invented, but they're old heirloom varieties. It's just that the orange one produced the highest yield, and so that's the one that became the most popular over the last 100 years. So for us, it's really about going back and exploring some of those older varieties that have amazing color or flavor or texture or something and reintroducing them.
That is absolutely crazy because...
And that's one of the spectacular things that your team does there at the Chef's Garden is your knowledge of not only modern farming techniques, but the better, older farming techniques is just fascinating and how that relates to the food you grow.
Well, you know, Mark and Teresa, I mean, my dad has a saying that the only thing we're trying to do is get as good as the growers were 100 years ago. And if you think about that, it was pre-chemical, pre-synthetic fertilizer. So in many ways, it's kind of going back to those old practices of rebuilding nutrients and nutrition in the soil naturally rather than chemically.
Wow, fascinating. Now, total change of directions in the conversation.
Okay.
When we talked last time, you had just been selected to do a second stint as a judge on Iron Chef.
Well, actually, I just got called. This is going to be my fourth stint.
Fourth?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
and
wow.
I'm really excited about it. The first time I was pretty nervous, you know, because I'm a farmer, not a food critic. And, you know, that made me a little nervous, but they talked to me and said, look, we just want your interpretation of this. Just do it as a farmer. Don't try and be a food critic. And that made a lot of sense to me, and it really helped me, you know, with my comfort level with doing it.
Oh, wow. So what is that experience like? I mean, just being there on the set and just, like, what is it like to go in there for the first time you went in there?
I mean, it is just overwhelming. There's, you know, about 50 people on the set that all, you know their places, and they're running around because they do two of them in one day. And there's boom cameras moving around, and there's lights, and there's steam coming up, and everybody's hustling. And, I mean, it felt like time was moving at 1,000 miles an hour the first time I went in there. It takes 5 hours to do one show. Now, they only get 1 hour to actually cook, as we know, but it takes 5 hours to do a set. And so it's pretty grueling. By the end of that, you're drained.
Yes, I can imagine. And what do they have craft services when they do a Food Network show like that?
Like what do you eat?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you taste and sample the product that the chefs have prepared, but you're really not there necessarily sitting down eating a meal. You're tasting and then trying to interpret what it is that you're tasting so that the viewers can, you know, have some sense of what it is you're tasting. So, you know, you don't think about that normally. I mean, we all have a lot of practice at eating, you know, but if you're to think about, okay, now interpreting what it is you're experiencing and how you're feeling that on your palate and your tongue and what it tastes like and what the sensation is, it's a little bit more difficult. Try it the next time you eat. Eat a bite, now think about that and describe it in words that make sense to 9 million people when it goes out.
Now, oh, we do that all the time, Lee. I mean, yeah.
For when Mark and I eat together, I sometimes go into this whole thing where, like, I'm, like, just just out of my mind, wildly happy, excited. And he's like, what are you doing? What's that all about? And, you know, I try to tell him, explain to him what the flavor is and what I like so much about it. Not to 9 million people, just to my husband. And, and he's just like, it's food. It's fuel. Put it in.
Yeah. I actually told Lee this when we talked. My nose was severely broken so long ago that, taste, not so much.
Yeah.
But that's a good segue to the content of the food and the Veggie U program you have, Lee.
Right. Well, it's a pretty amazing program. You know, it's a program that actually is designed to go into fourth grade classrooms. And our premise is that children are smart. They're really bright. They just need to be empowered with tools and education to be able to make better choices. And so this program goes right in the classroom. They get seeds, they get soil, they get compost, they even get a worm farm. And they grow their own veggies, they learn about where vegetables come from. It's pretty amazing because they take ownership of them when they've grown them. And then at the end, they have a harvest day where they actually get to eat what they've grown. And we think that if we can start them early, you know, if you try and take pizza away from a high school kid, it's like stealing their wallet. But if you empower a youngster at an early age, that there's a difference in food and something can be healthy for you and good, it really can start and develop those good eating habits at a young age.
That is so absolutely important. And we are those crazy parents that are always, you know, I'm always telling our 10-year-old, whenever she sits down to have a meal, no matter where she is to make sure that she can point to one thing on her plate that she knows that it came from nature, that it's not a packaged thing, that it's not, you know, whatever, that, you know, there you know, there isn't a pretzel tray. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Find something you can find from nature.
Well, you know, Lee Jones is an awfully good farmer. Have you been able to master the pretzel tree?
No, we haven't.
I would love that if you could. And the, you know, like an ice cream tree, too.
Well, we'll work on that. We have some amazing things that can go in ice cream. You know, people tend not to think about a vegetable in an ice cream, but it's a fun way to sort of incorporate, even into a cookie. We've done some things where we use, you know, stevia to replace the sugar, but then as well carrots can go in an ice cream or beet ice cream. So there's some fun ways to sort of slide them in the back door and still make it fun for children to eat.
That
Lee, is so
you're
good.
Great.
And, you know, you need to check him out at chefs-garden.com. Follow him on Twitter at Farmer Lee Jones or at The Chef's Garden. And we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's C-O-D-I-F-Y Design.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
are back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we are having a thrilling live event here at Lowe's.
In Lansdowne.
As part of the Saturday 6 series for Troy Belt.
Yes, we are. And I'm surprised you're not actually on a mower right now.
I'd be driving around this parking lot if we could go wireless. I'll tell you that right now.
Note to self, never go wireless.
Note to self.
Always have Mark wired in.
Turnbuckle Mark to a chair.
Even if we go wireless, make it seem as though we are hardwired in.
That's right.
I'm pretty excited about talking to our guest who is on the line right now.
Yes, I don't want to waste any time getting to Jason Cameron from the DIY Network and Desperate Landscapes. Are you with us, Jason?
I'm with you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm excellent. I would be the same way. I think I'd be on a mower driving around the parking lot as well.
You know, that would make me a little bit nervous, but, you know, that would be pretty exciting if you guys did, like, a mower race around the Lowe's parking lot. That would be, like, insane.
That's how guys are, you know.
You did that when you were on one of the morning shows, didn't you? Wasn't that part of a Desperate Landscapes, like, death match?
Well, that death match is a little harsh, but that was the America's Search for the Most Desperate Landscape. We teamed up with the Today Show, and we had the ultimate landscape race to prove who the winner would be, and that's how, you know, that whole thing unfolded.
Wow.
Very cool.
Wow.
I do want to ask you about your gymless workout, because you are, like, just in incredible shape, and I can't even imagine how you could possibly get that way in not even going to the gym.
Well, I wouldn't say I don't go to the gym. I mean, I do go to the gym, but you know, when you're on the road as much as I am, you have to find alternative ways to work out when you're serious about it. So it's a matter of you know, doing some functional training, finding a place that you can go and run, maybe a field nearby that you can use, anything that you can do to try to maintain the shape that you need while you're on the road.
Well, you know, my husband does that an awful lot when we travel around, and he will start, like, just doing curls with the furniture in the hotel room. And it just...
Well, you know, that's one way, depending on what kind of furniture you have.
I read about your gymless workout. Are you, like, lifting the TV in your hotel room and stuff?
If the TV is able to be moved, possibly. But it depends on the situation. But you can bring things with you, like exercise bands and stuff like that, that you know, that don't take up a lot of room in your luggage. Even an exercise ball that you can actually blow up and deflate when you're traveling, that you can use and get a workout in. So it really just depends on, you know, where you're at, the things that you have that you can use. There's always a way to work out.
Well, and speaking of traveling, you do Desperate Landscapes all over the country, isn't that right?
Most of the Desperate Landscape shows we do are located in the Cincinnati area, Ohio area. But we will travel occasionally, like for the America's Search for the Most Desperate Landscape, which we do once a year. We will travel, obviously, whoever that person is, whoever wins that search. Obviously, we go wherever we need to go. And in the colder months, obviously, in the upper Midwest, you can't, you know, when landscaping is not possible, we'll travel to Arizona. We'll travel to the warmer climates like Florida and do landscapes out there, because there's desperate landscapes all over this country.
Very cool.
That is sweet. And do you bring your stuff with you?
Like tools and everything?
Yeah, like you guys have a whole truck with, you know, all the stuff on it. Do you bring that, or do you do a local gear up?
No, we actually bring everything with us. You know, with a show like this, not only with Desperate Landscapes, but with the man caves, we take everything with us. So if we're on the road, the equipment's on the road, because, you know, we get to know everything that we've got, and to try to get something else, a whole other setup when you go someplace else would be not always the great situation. So we try to bring everything with us.
Right on.
Very cool.
Right on. And it's clear from the show that you have a platoon of people.
Oh my goodness.
Working, not, I don't want to say behind the scenes, but certainly all over the place. There's too many of them to get on the camera. Like, what's the biggest crew that you've had, do you think?
You know, it's funny. It takes a lot to make it happen. I mean, Desperate Landscapes, we get that done in one day, believe it or not. I mean, we get there at, you know, 7 in the morning. We're done by 5, 6 o'clock. So the only way to make that happen is to have the crew that you need there to make it work. Plus, not to mention the fact that the homeowners are bringing a lot of their friends. So pretty much what you see on camera, all those people, is what you've got. I've got, you know, my crew, which is my two guys that back me up. We got the PAs. We've got producers, camera guys, sound guys. There's a lot of people in a small area. And not to mention the outside contractors that we bring in, and then you've got the homeowners and all their friends. It does take a team to make that happen in one day. I don't anticipate most people, like a lot of your listeners that want to tackle a desperate landscape, are going to do that in one day. But if you've got the right tools and the amount of people, it's possible.
Very cool. So what about your landscape at your house? I want to know.
Yeah, you're doing everybody else's.
So you're traveling around the country helping everybody else out. So how are your landscape projects going at your home?
Well, let me get my wife on the phone. Hold on a second. yeah, that's about my landscape.
So you can come home and work on your own house.
That's how it goes, right? You're busy with everybody else's, my list keeps growing from my wife. But my landscape actually is almost complete. It looks really good. It's one of those things where you know exactly what you want, and especially after doing all these other ones. And I live in a 1,000-square-foot condo, so I have a small backyard, as you can imagine. So it's, but I've packed a lot in that small yard, so it does look amazing. I would feel really bad if my wife would come home and it wasn't up to par. So I put a lot of work into it.
Totally cool. And where does this phone call find you today? Are you traveling around? Because you do other shows as well.
Yeah, I'm actually at home, believe it or not. This is the first time in like a month that I've actually been home, so I'm enjoying it. I'm actually calling from my landline at home, so in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Oh, nice.
Right on, right on.
So Man Caves is a crazy show, I have to say. And it's just like always the craziest things that you guys come up with when you're making over, you know, their rooms.
Yeah, but here's the real question.
That's the real question.
Can you take Tony Siragusa?
That is the real question. First of all, we do have a great time on the show. We do have a lot of fun. We work really hard, but we try to have a lot of fun, and hopefully that comes across to the viewers. But Tony is a pain in the ass, excuse my French. It's like that relationship you have with your brother. Sometimes you love each other, sometimes you hate each other. That he's a bull in the china shop. So what you see basically on the show is what you get. And I do all the work. He takes all the credit. It's kind of the way that relationship goes.
Hey, Tony. Did you hear what Jason said? Yeah, he's sitting right here.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, trust me. I say it to him all the time. It's all right.
Well, and for all the listeners out there listening to us talk to Jason Cameron, you can find him at jasoncamerononline.com, too. Just want to, you have to go to his website and check him out if you haven't watched any of the shows, too, because he's gorgeous.
How is it possible to not see, if you consume this media, how is it possible to not
know
how
it's not,
how Jason Cameron.
There may be somebody out there.
If you don't know who Jason Cameron is, how about this?
Yeah.
We'll start there.
Yeah, but he's gorgeous.
Thank you.
It's worth going to take a look at him, I have to say. And then you'll watch all of his shows. Yeah.
How on the spot do you feel now, Jason?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. That's always
okay.
How you respond to that one.
I said it did not mark, though. So that's at least one step in the right direction. So what do you do when you're not working on people's landscapes or working on their man caves or, working at, doing events for Men's Health Magazine?
You know, it's funny. I haven't worked with Men's Health for a while. I know they're going through a transition, but I still keep in touch with them. But as a trainer, I'm working with clients. So when I'm not doing what I'm doing for the shows, my other life is as a trainer. So that's is fitness. So that's what that's my other passion, I guess you could say. So between the two, I keep pretty busy. And then my other passion, obviously, is my wife. And I try to spend as much time with her. So it keeps me pretty busy.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, you know what? I love getting to meet people like you who are, like, nice guy. You know, it's like...
Well, you seem like a nice guy on TV, but, you're always like, is that real? And it is real, and that makes me feel good, too. So I think I might try to enter our house into Desperate Landscapes, or maybe one of our neighbors.
I'm glad you guys said that, because, for me, I grew up in the upper Midwest, small town. I'm a small town values kind of guy, so that's always been the same for me, but... All kinds of different people in this business, and it really depends on how it affects you. When you're in the entertainment business, some people take it a little too seriously, others don't. But I am who I am, and that's just I think that comes across. I don't think you can hide who you are from people really when it comes to when they watch you on the show. I think people get a general idea of who you really are.
Yeah, you'd have to be one heck of an actor to sort of be real,
hide
fake
that.
Real.
Right. Well, no, it's true, though. I think it's true. Ultimately, your personality will shine through.
Sex in the City, and I didn't see that episode. And whose boyfriend were you on that show?
I was the guy with the attractive arms. That was my that was my title. The one that you're referring to, I believe, was the party that I was at, and I think the lead character, Sarah Jessica Parker's character, mentioned something about me. To be honest with you, I don't remember exactly, but the one that I was in that I was excited about, though, if you guys have a minute, I can tell you a little story on it.
We actually have about 40 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make it quick. I was in a scene. Basically, it was in Central Park, and I don't remember what episode it was, but I was the guy. We were running. We were in a jogging scene. I was in the 15-minute mile group, and Miranda was in the 5-minute mile group, and she was going to run up to my group, and we were going to bump into each other and have a moment. I was excited about my moment. So the scene started. I started running. I was behind the four-wheeler with the camera. Just as I started, I heard somebody scream. I looked back, and Miranda pulled her hamstring. So, and I'm not going to be heartless, I was hoping she would walk it off, but she didn't. And
Jason,
in the scene, you saw like half of my eyebrow. Hey,
goodbye to
I want to know more about that, but we'll have to go to break and we'll have to hear about that later.
We'll be back in a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
The concrete subsides, a million fans hit their feet, there's a town march.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today. Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Mark and Teresa and Tim Williams just blasting it.
And Val Volo, too. Don't forget her.
I will not forget. How can you forget her? She's gorgeous.
Did you say she's blasting it?
No, too much grace. Yeah. Tim, Tim, you can hardly tell what he's doing.
You know, she makes Tim look better, I think. You know, she pretties him up a little bit, I think.
She'd pretty anybody up.
That's very true.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, we
Tim, by the way, you're ugly.
Yeah. No, he's not. He's gorgeous, too. And go to timwilliams.com and check him out.
Yes. And buy his music.
Buy his music. Go to iTunes. Yeah. Download everything right now.
And we're also joined by...
Yes.
Rick, not Richard.
Yes.
Yeah, despite the emails that got sent back and forth with that name on it.
Yes.
Cotter from Troybilt.
Yeah.
Who's going to trick us out with some Father's Day gift ideas that you might not necessarily be thinking about.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic.
Weather's great.
Now, what are all the new things that Mark wants that I'm not sure if we should buy yet?
Well...
That's a good way to put it.
We have products that range from $99 up to almost $3,000.
Okay.
There's something available for everybody.
Okay. What's for $3,000 that I get now?
See, this is what I'm thinking. I'm like, what's $99? You're thinking $3,000.
All right. Well, I'll handle both of them. $3,000 would be a 50-inch zero-turn rider.
50-inch.
And it would look good on you. It really would.
See, that would make any father happy for Father's Day.
If I had a 1 square foot lawn, I'd still want that mower.
Right on.
All you do is turn it on.
You would be mowing all of the lawns in the neighborhood.
Oh, I would.
And you would be wearing the hat I Love Saturday, Troybilt, too.
It's
for Saturday
true.
Sex. Uh-huh.
It's true. Zero turn mower. So that is going to be.
And all I would hear is the mower going, you're like, woohoo!
That's
down
right.
The street. Yeah.
Does it have a cup holder?
It does.
Does it have a place for my lunch? Because I'm going to be out there for a while.
We can make that happen.
That's actually one of our 2-year-old's favorite new words is to say lawn. They say lawnmower. It says lawn mower.
Lawn mower.
Mower.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Do you guys sell lawn mowers?
Yes, absolutely.
Totally.
Cool.
So what's $99?
$99. We have 2-cycle string trimmers.
Okay.
And what we did with our string trimmer lineup this year is all of our Troybilt string trimmers have electric start capability. That's something new that we're the first in the industry to have.
So no pull starter rope.
You can pull start it.
Right.
But it also has an electric start capability where you can put a bit in a cordless drill, or there's an electric start motor that you can plug into a 3-prong outlet.
Oh,
that's
right on.
Very cool.
Right on. Easy start. It's always the biggest issue with outdoor power equipment.
Give me something that's in the middle between $99 and $3,000.
$2,999. Go.
Right on. We have a large supply of lawnmowers that start at $199 up to $359.
Uh-huh.
We have a wide variety of string trimmers that max out at about $239.
Okay.
We have cultivators and tillers. Log splitters, just about anything somebody could
log
be wanting for.
Splitters.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah, that's
we
yeah.
burn a lot of firewood. And
we do.
A log splitter would come in handy.
I always find it very, exciting as your wife to see you outside splitting logs.
Yeah, no matter what time of year, no shirt on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Me too, but it's not as exciting.
Now, you say log splitter, and here we are. It's a beautiful June day. Is it June?
Yes,
is it 2011?
It is, yeah.
Beautiful June day, and if you burn a lot of firewood, you're already thinking that now, aren't you?
That's right. Now is the time to split wood because it needs to season.
Now is the time to split wood. Nobody thinks about that, really.
I shouldn't even ask this. Are you selling log splitters now? Or
there are some being sold right now. They're not out on the floor as part of the floor plan for spring and summer.
Well, how come if now's the time to be splitting wood?
People think of it as a fall item, so they don't come out until September.
I guess now is a good time to buy wood, too, for our, because we're always looking for it in the fall.
Yes.
And everybody else is looking
that's
for it in
when,
the fall.
That's when the suppliers run out of it.
Or in our borough. Yeah,
towns
in our town. The town guys always hook Mark up with fallen trees, too.
There you go.
And then he goes out with a chainsaw and, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I'm doing them a favor. They don't have to get rid of it. Yeah. So.
That's great.
And that's
exciting,
too, as his wife, to watch him with the chainsaw and then the splitting it, too.
There you go.
Yeah, that's way TMI. Too much personal information.
Too much information.
You're the first guest that Teresa has actually made cringe. So that's good.
I have that effect on
it's
people.
Taken a while.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Now, what about in the lawn mowing categories for Dad? And we have about 1 minute.
All right. We have walk-behind mowers that are push or self-propelled. We have riding mowers that start at $999. So there's something that offers a good value at a good price.
So that's the tractor style, right? Am I using the right word?
Yep.
Versus the zero turn like a landscaper might
Correct.
Have.
Yes, okay. A lawn tractor.
right on. And you can put accessories on these, on the front and the back?
Yes, we have baggers available. You can put a snow plow on it if you're thinking winter already.
Snow plow.
Yeah.
And you can go to Lowe's to buy all of this, but you can also go to your website, right?
Yes.
And what's the website?
TroyBuilt.com.
And we can go to a break with all of these wonderful things that, you know, they would go crazy for.
Right. And we're crazily going to a break.
Yeah.
Be back in a minute with more of my Fix It Up Life.
She's laid up all night with a broken heart.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. We're here at Lowe's.
We are.
Part of the Saturday 6 Troy Built series.
We are, and we are enjoying some live music from Tim Williams, TimWilliams.com.
And we're ready to answer your questions. Home improvement, lawn, garden, you name it, bring it. Bring it to us on Facebook.
You could go
bring it to us with a really strange look on your
sorry.
Face.
The strange look is that Tim is behind you making all kinds of gestures at me, and I have no idea what he's trying to do.
Tim, thanks for ruining our show. You can pack up now.
Well, I want to say, you know, too, that next week we have a really popular guest that's going to be on our show.
We do.
You're totally excited about.
I am.
Frank Fritz, American Pickers.
Oh, the American Pickers. Are you addicted to these guys?
Addicted.
Yeah.
Williams is a History Channel buff.
He's going to be on our show next Saturday, 10 a.m. East Coast time.
East Coast, what's up?
Don't forget to tune into that. And don't forget to go to our website and check out all the cool free stuff we have. And don't forget,
Teresa,
if you're driving around.
What's that website?
MyFixItUpLife.com. And if you're driving around town, we're giving away.
We're giving away driving around town.
No, what are we giving away here at the Lansdale Lowe's?
Oh, I see. We're driving around town giving away cash.
We're giving away a Troy Built 24 lithium ion cordless string trimmer, weed trimmer, and we're going to give that away later on this afternoon. So
you got to be here. You got to be in it to win it.
Got to be stopping by to win it. And we have free stuff on our website, too. And go to Twitter and follow us. Check out all our cool tweets.
Like us on Facebook.
Oh, totally like us on Facebook.
Share your projects.
Ask us your questions.
info@myfixituplife.com.
Yes.
What else can we do?
Go to YouTube. Check out our hot videos.
We've got
Ustream.
New ones coming.
Go to Ustream and you can watch this broadcast.
You can. You can watch the strange look come over my wife's face when Tim was making fun of me.
And you can go to unionsons.com to check out Val, who is on the violin, and check out Tim Williams at timwilliams.com and buy all of his music, like My Fix It Up Life.
Like MyFixItUpLife.com,
the
song.
The song. Well, you know, when we were with him recently, he was incorporating the MyFixItUpLife.com website into his singing.
Yes.
The repertoire.
Yes. Yeah, I could sing that, but no, I can't.
Yes. And I'm just so glad that we're out here. We should do this again sometime, baby doll.
We really should. The sun is shining.
Yeah.
The Ustream is streaming.
People are pouring into Lowe's, doing their projects, building something together.
We've got Troy Built for Life equipment all around us.
We do.
We've got a great team. We've got photos, videos happening.
Yes.
It's all here.
It is all here, and it's all happening at My Fix It Up Life, where everyone who has a home improvement lifestyle comes and joins in the party.
Every week. Every Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
East Coast time.
East Coast or 24/7 online at our podcast on iTunes.
And if you have any recommendations for cool Father's Day presents, go to our Facebook page and tell us about it, because I'm always in the market to find out what's what, because we're going to go on the NBC 10 show Tuesday, and we're going to be sharing our top picks.
That's right. In the meantime, we gotta go. We'll see you next time on My Fix It Up Life.
MyFixItUpLife.com. This is MyFixItUpLife.com. This is MyFixItUpLife.com.